Chapter 5. In the morning, the soldier and I packed food and drink and left the house. He was heading to London, and I needed to get to Leatherhead to be with my wife. As we started down the hill, we saw nobody alive, but we saw three burnt bodies under a tree. It was silent. We decided to go via Weybridge to avoid the third cylinder, and as we travelled further from the Martians, we saw more people. Some were packing, ready to make their escape. Others were curious about the Martians. Soldiers were trying to persuade people to leave their homes, but they didn't all understand. "Death is coming!" I shouted. "You need to leave!" In Weybridge, we found carts, horses, and people everywhere. Some were wearing their Sunday best clothes, and others were going to church for the last time before they made their escape. At the River Thames, people were trying to escape to the other side. Suddenly, we saw a cloud of smoke, and the ground moved under us. We heard the sound of a loud explosion, and some windows in the nearby houses broke. "The Martians are coming!" cried a man. "There!" He pointed up the river. Four monster machines appeared in the distance, moving towards the river, getting bigger as they came, moving as fast as flying birds. Then, from behind them, came a fifth one. The sun shone off their bodies as they raised their tentacles and pointed their heat rays towards the town. No one shouted. No one moved. Silence. Then a woman pushed past me. A man lifted his box, and the crowd started to move. I was thinking of the heat ray. "Get underwater!" I shouted. Nobody listened to me. I turned and ran down the bank, straight into the river. Others now followed. The first Martian was near, so I threw myself under the water. I could hear people jumping in all around me. When I could not breathe any longer, I lifted my head and I saw the monster machine walking through the water and out the other side. It took huge steps, and the heat ray hung from one of its tentacles. Then we heard the sound of the soldiers' big guns. The first three shots missed, but the fourth hit the face of the thing. The face exploded, and we saw red skin and shiny metal. "A hit!" someone shouted. The monster machine shook itself and stood up to its full height. But the intelligent being inside the machine was dead, and the thing was out of control. It moved forward and hit the church. Then it carried on and fell with a huge splash into the river. Water, smoke, and metal flew up into the sky, and we felt hot water all around us. I heard a scream and looked round. Behind me were the other Martians, and the soldiers' guns couldn't stop them. I threw myself under the water again and tried to move forward, but the water was getting hotter, and I couldn't breathe. I had to raise my head, and I saw soft white cloud and heard the sound of burning houses. Then I saw two Martians. They were standing by the fallen monster machine, looking down at it. They held their heat rays high. Then they turned their weapons on the town, and black smoke rose over the river as the houses were destroyed. The river water was hot now, and people were climbing onto the bank. But as they did, the Martians killed them with their heat rays. A wave of near-boiling water came towards me, and I had to climb out too. If I had fallen, it would have been the end, but I made it to the bank. The Martians were heading back to their cylinders. They had lots of time, they could wait for the others to arrive. Every night, another cylinder landed. I had lost the soldier, so I found a boat and made my escape by river towards London. My hands were burnt, and it was difficult to move, but I wanted to be in the water if the things returned. I moved as fast as I could, but I was exhausted and hungry, and I had to rest often. Then I remembered the horror and started to move again. At about 4 o'clock, I came to Walton, and I climbed onto the bank and lay down on the long grass. I had no water, but I slept for a while. When I opened my eyes, I saw a curate sitting next to me. He was looking at the pink evening sky. When he heard me move, he looked at me. "Have you any water?" I asked. "No," he said. "You've been asking for water for an hour." My body was black with smoke. The curate had clean, blonde hair and large blue eyes. He spoke again. "What does this all mean?" he said. "I finished my church service this morning and went for a walk. Then there was fire, an earthquake, and death. Why have these Martians come to us? What are they?" He looked at me in silence for a few minutes. "We had worked so hard," he cried. "We had Sunday schools. We rebuilt the church 3 years ago. Now it's gone. Destroyed. Why?" I realized he had seen Weybridge destroyed. "What can we do? These creatures are everywhere," he said. "There is still hope," I continued. "This is the end," he replied. "We cannot escape." "No," I said. "One of them was killed just 3 hours ago." He didn't reply, and we listened as distant guns and explosions broke the silence. "Come," I said. "We will follow this road towards London."